The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The fun we have.
Tony's goes off the air not to swear because we're about to go live. And my whole rant is swear words. And you guys weren't swearing at all. You're just looking at me. Sit down.
With
a few explicatives in there.
He said, come here, girl. I'm like, what? Who are you talking to?
Felt like I should be like, sorry, Dad. Like, oh, God.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. Sit down. That's like the Keystone Cops
over
there.
Sit down.
Because LD's not here trying to sit in LD's seat. Petey said, no, I want that microphone.
Yeah. Then we wrestled. We were on the ground wrestling.
Like, you kids, get on the couch and be quiet.
Sorry.
All right. April Macy. Yeah.
She's hot.
Very cool lady. She'll be in later on. She's a lot of fun, too. She's great on the radio.
Yes, that's
what I like about her.
Yeah.
And her body and her face and all that stuff. She's a funny comedian, too.
Yeah,
FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
And beautiful and funny.
And beautiful and funny.
Maybe you'll stop being so grumpy when she shows up.
I'm not grumpy.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Well, you guys, the microphone things make me mad. Sit the hell down. Sit the hell down.
He might be a little surly. I'd say
I'm not grumpy, actually. I'm not grumpy at all, actually. I'm surly. Surly's one thing.
Surly, okay.
I'll give him surly.
We'll give you
that. Well, I was in the hallway talking to a buddy of ours, and you know we were getting surly together. Yeah. So I might have brought that in here.
I might have brought that.
Little circle surly.
Little circle surly, exactly.
Yeah, Tony couldn't find a seat playing musical chairs,
mm-hmm.
and it annoyed or offended Tyler.
Annoyed me. Yeah. All because I didn't want to turn the mics up, because I know you guys are all talking sometimes, and I have control the microphones.
Yeah, we
when
curse.
I turn them up, I'm afraid somebody's going to swear.
Yeah.
Like you.
Like I was. But I knew the mics
we
wrong,
get it
so
from you,
to.
Tyler. We get it from you.
You learn to swear from me.
Yeah. It was on this date in 1967.
Yeah.
The three-day Monterey Pop Festival. In Monterey, California began the first of the 60s great rock festivals.
Yeah, that's where Hendrix lit the guitar up.
Featuring performances from Hendrix, mm-hmm. Joplin, The Who.
The Who.
The Dead, Springfield.
Man, that is
Canned
so
Heat,
cool.
Jefferson Airplane.
They were Airplane at the time.
Airplane, yeah. They wanted to, you know, it was going to be a rock festival.
Yeah.
They decided to call it a pop festival so it wouldn't freak out the locals.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Because rock and roll was still the devil at that time.
Well, a bunch of hippie kids.
Your long hair.
We're all 70 now.
Your long hair.
Cool.
Scared.
That'd be cool to see.
Yes. And 4 years later on this date, Tupac was born.
Yes.
June 16th. Tony's going to go see the movie. What's it called? Tupac Still Alive?
All Eyes, E-Y-E-Z.
I haven't seen the previous for this. Oh, it's on TV.
Haven't you? Oh,
yeah. I have not seen the previous for some reason.
Yeah. Some commercials.
Oh, it's out there.
Yeah,
I'm sure it is. I just haven't seen the previous.
It's a comedy. I think it's a comedy. I'm
not
Flip
at home
on
much.
CMT. You'll see them.
I'm just not at home much anymore. I haven't seen TV in like all week. I haven't seen the TV.
Here, let me break down what you've missed.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm not missing anything. Good point. Nothing.
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 That's nice. Rushy says that they might have killed the leader of ISIS.
And
everybody else
other
says
innocent people.
Everybody else says, well, you know, you may have, but we've thought we've killed this guy about four times now.
I did think this, though, coming in. I heard the guy's name. Before you say his name, if I ever go Muslim, I'm going to put the word daddy in my name. Because that's the best one. This guy's name's Al Baghdadi, right?
Yes.
And I'm using the word daddy.
But not bag?
No, because it's already taken.
You want to be Al Big Daddy?
I'm going to be somewhere daddy. I'll be Hoosier, you know.
Akbar al Big Daddy.
Whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to be because daddy apparently is a Muslim thing. The word daddy. Well, it's pronounced that way.
It's part of the word Baghdad.
What? Yeah, but they say daddy, and you hear this.
Baghdaddy, as if one is from there. No, one is a Baghdaddy.
Yeah, yeah, but you hear the word daddy in there a lot with these Muslim names. I'm thinking if you're going to go change it, I'm not going to Ahmad Rashad. I'm doing, you know, Mike Big Daddy. I like to keep the word Mike. I like that name. I probably wouldn't be able to do the show anymore. It's probably illegal in the religion, you know. But I like the word daddy. Call me Big Daddy.
Yes, you do.
Big Daddy Tyler.
You like to head of ISIS.
Like to use the word daddy.
Daddy.
So everybody says, yeah, maybe. We'll figure it out.
Right.
Oh, it's Big Daddy's Day this weekend, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I always go away.
You know, I forgot about that because I was driving in this morning and somebody said, happy Father's Day. If you're, somebody's leaving the radio, some news chick. Happy Father's Day. And I thought, well, who's Oh, it's our day. And nobody's brought that up with me for some reason.
Because it's our day. Because it's our day.
Because nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. Exactly.
And the we don't get the annual story, what Father is actually worth.
I can write down
all
what I'm
his
worth.
Different things that he does.
I just show.
No, I just don't do it.
I can write down what I'm worth. if I add chauffeur and cook, and I don't cook. Okay, I do some laundry. I don't cook. I'll give her that.
Psychologist. If I shut the hell up, you stupid kids.
If I add all that to my regular paycheck, that's a lot.
Yeah, Dad's worth seems to be about the same as the household income. That's crazy.
I said,
not for me.
We get paid on the computer, basically. Oh, yeah. So it's not paper checks anymore. So I'll bring her down. I'll say, right there, that's what I'm worth.
Yeah.
Where's your paycheck?
No, you call don't me. End it like that,
no,
do
I'm
you?
Just joking, no. But all guys are thinking that.
You're like, call
all
me guy,
there are guys that are wise work, I get it. But even guys that, you know, make more than, or whatever, they're still worth that much money. Here's what I'm worth, honey.
Look at Tyler's daddy's account.
No, but when they do the what's mom worth?
I know. It's all, I'm chauffeuring people.
Every chore that you would do.
Is a full-time job at that job. Yeah, like a chauffeur, it's a full-time chauffeur job. No, that's just driving the kids to practice once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I do that all the time.
Sometimes you open the door for the kids, so you're a butler.
Oh, there.
So you should make another 80 grand a year.
Yeah, it's a weird stuff. It is, you're right.
Yeah. You choose the clothes they're going to wear. Yep. So, you know, you're
a retail shop. I don't know what you are.
Something
you're
right, like that.
You're a personal dresser.
Yeah.
Right.
You have a dog, so you're a kennel owner.
Right.
And you're worth 112 grand a year.
Yeah, you're not joking that much, because that list for Mother's Day is stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, they're worth a lot, but not that situation, not full-time jobs. A chef makes 80 grand a year. Well, you cook a meal a day.
And I think chefs might dispute that.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the microwave chef.
Yeah.
Not so much. Right.
Oh, yeah. Todd throw one down. Good.
Or the dishwasher.
Happy Father's Day for all you fathers out there.
Yeah. Americans are expected to spend more than $15 billion on their dads for this weekend.
Well, my son.
Dads are expected to spend $15 billion on themselves.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
That's what that means. Exactly.
A study by the National Retail Foundation says the average shopper will spend nearly $135 this Father's Day, about $9 more than last year.
Do something for your dad. There's a lot of guys out there that don't have, a lot of guys and women that don't have their dads, just like a lot of guys and women don't have their moms.
Right, Tony?
Yeah, I'm
going to tell you. I was going to ask Tony.
I'm
going
to call mine.
What do you got? You're not going to call your dad.
He's not his number changed.
Yeah, he changed his number.
Does your kid do anything for you?
No. He hasn't done nothing for me for 20 years.
You get hosed from both hands.
Yeah, so he hasn't done nothing. Yeah.
Don't call your dad.
Right. Not going to call my dad.
And I'm in his life. Right. Yeah. That's the problem. I'm in his life.
Now, getting diddly from my kid.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds
You don't
weird.
Want that.
Yeah. Said diddly, right?
I did away. I know, but you giggled. Right. You snirked. You snirked, whatever that word.
Yeah.
That's not a word.
You snirked.
That's not a word, but you
that
snirked.
That was snirking.
That was a snirk, there, Pete. I got it.
If that was a word, you would have done it.
Damn right. It is a word.
Snirked.
Yeah, so for Mother's Day, we spend about $23 billion. For Father's Day, we spend about $15 billion. But,
Man.
You know, the mothers are worth more.
That's right. Happy Father's Day. I totally forgot. I'll forget about it on Sunday.
Well, the way it's worked out the past few years, we're on break. I've always been out of town on Father's
Day. Yeah, my dad's actually in town, so he'll be here, but my sisters won't see him.
The people that own companies that run companies, CEOs, mm-hmm. money people.
Oh, I know. They're not liking somebody, right?
They are giving a failing grade to President Trump.
But he's a great businessman.
Yeah. He's figuring it out.
By the way,
a
lot of these CEOs are Republicans, too.
What?
A lot of them are.
What? Yale University. And the morons that populate that university.
Oh, my God. All over the place. they walk in the trees going to class. At Yale. That's how stupid they are at Yale.
And they're walking around in circles. Yeah. Which way do I go?
Right.
That's Trump's next president job.
That's right.
President of Yale.
Yeah. Oh, the morons at
like
Yale.
Yeah. How they sound,
Yale. I'm yelling.
We do that for one reason only, because of Dr. Mina.
Just because it aggravates her.
We make the morons at Yale. Although the morons, we do morons for a lot of different colleges, but this is the situation is Yale, right?
Yes.
Yale.
Oh, man. So the morons at Yale surveyed 125 CEOs and business leaders at their recent annual CEO summit. 50% gave Trump an F for his first 130 days in office. Another 21% gave Trump a D for his performance.
That's bad.
And 1% gave him an A.
Well, but they're smoke and mirrors. He hasn't done anything. I mean, you can argue policies all you want, but he hasn't done anything.
2/3 of the CEOs felt like Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord diminished America's global standing.
Yes, 86%
concerned about Trump downplaying the Russia investigation.
Yeah, smart people, the morons.
3/4 say that the budget proposal was not sound.
No, these are CEOs.
I know.
Yeah.
The moron at Yale, the professor who led the summit, said this was not a granola-eating crowd of Democrat entrepreneurs.
No, it was not.
He labeled it a cross-section of the business community, including some who were quite pro-Trump.
And they're actually looking at it, like, what's he done? But ask the guy next to you at the urinal. See how he feels.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that 1% that gave him an A were the guys from coal and oil.
Yeah, yeah, but even that. But yeah. 1% is unbelievably small, by the way. Don't even act like it's a big number. That is so small.
Yeah, well, it was two.
It might have been two people. Yeah. Right.
Coal and oil.
Right, right. Mm.
Two people. Now, news today is that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, is reportedly now looking at the business dealings of Jared Kushner.
And also said Trump is under investigation, too. Yeah.
Okay, but here's my point.
And Pence hired an outside lawyer, too, to protect his ass, you know.
Let's not read too much into it.
Oh, the Kushner thing?
Yeah, or...
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm with Todd.
Or someone being under investigation. That, in and of itself, doesn't mean anything.
I'm not really into it. I'm with Todd. Nothing matters anymore.
No, but even just being under investigation means, there might be nothing here.
Right. We're looking at you. There might be nothing.
Yeah, there might be nothing. It might be something. It might be nothing. We got to figure it out. So just because someone is under investigation actually means nothing.
Right. I'm just going to fire this guy.
Take it from a couple of guys who have been under investigation.
Just because you're under investigation does not mean you are guilty. Yeah. You may have been hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Yeah, you will be under investigation.
Yes, you will be under investigation because you were hanging out with the wrong crowd. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Sometimes you're under investigation and then you get exonerated.
Sometimes that is, yes.
Have you seen these comparisons of Mueller's, because they're trying to hammer Mueller, some of the right wing, Gingrich.
Amazing.
Have you seen his credentials about his public service? And they line him up against Trump's.
Everyone says.
And one can't be lying, and one's lying and one's telling the truth. And they always say, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I respect Mueller, he knows what he's doing, but I like Trump. Well, no, one's lying.
And
same
it
with Comey.
Was amazing.
Mueller's was amazing. Purple Heart, service, five presidents he served, you know.
And everyone praised Mueller.
Except
and,
for Gingrich.
And then, no. Gingrich did too.
A week later,
Gingrich did too. And then a week later, came out and said, well, I don't know if we can really trust that guy.
Yeah, I know. Because he's looking into my boy. Right, exactly.
I don't know if we can trust that
Nothing
guy.
Matters.
Last week we could. He was great, wonderful, and everybody and their brother trusts him with their dear sister. Mm-hmm. But now, a week later,
you little fish.
Would you
little light in the loafers. I don't know.
Well, same thing happened with Comey. All the Democrats hated him, and then he became a big hero. And then he went away.
The Democrats did hate him, absolutely.
Yeah. And then they loved him.
A lot of them still didn't love him, though.
Now he's out of the picture.
Well, he did his testimony.
Do you have Yoko ready to go?
Oh, no, I don't, actually. I was going to say, oh, we do. I try to eliminate her as much as possible. But I'll bring her up for you if you want to hear Yoko.
I don't want to hear Yoko.
Who doesn't?
Well, I don't.
I sing now.
Okay. Actually, I have the clip of Yoko Ono reacting to Trump. Now, Trump is relaxed. She doesn't say anything about Trump. It's just, she's kind of emotional about it. The clip's called Yoko Ono Reacting to Trump. I got it ready to go. What is it?
Oh. Yoko Ono now getting credit.
Or Yoko Ono having an orgasm. An 80-year-old orgasm.
Oh, it's a queen.
Yeah, it's a queen. I don't know what that last sound was. That was it. That must
be. Can we go back to Madeline Albright being a spinner? That was better.
Sounds like someone squeezing the life out of her.
It's how she reacted, apparently. It was a performance piece somewhere, I think. Or that, or she's pooping or having sex. And the clip is called Yoko Ono Reacting to Trump. You want to hear that again?
So she wants to have an orgasm?
Yeah, I don't get it either. Hang on here. That's her playing Pac-Man.
Yeah, she lost.
The ghost got her. Ghost got her there. She's done. That's just that clip's called Yoko Ono playing Pac-Man. We got a bunch of them.
Yoko Ono getting credit for co-writing Imagine.
Oh, really?
Who is giving her credit?
The National Music Publishers Association bestowed the song with the Centennial Song Award. The Publishers Association Chief Executive David Israelite also recognized Yoko as a co-writer of Imagine, calling it a well-deserved credit.
Imagine there's no crazy Asian lady living in this house. I took that line out. That was part of the line he wrote, and she said, I don't want that line in there. He goes, I do.
Apparently, a clip of an interview with John Lennon from 1980 they found where he said credit for the song Imagine should be shared with Yoko because he took the concept and the lyric from her book Grapefruit.
Imagine there's no heaven. Did she write that in the book?
I have no idea.
Okay. No, I'm just glad he didn't call the song Grapefruit.
Yeah. Imagine there's no grapefruit.
Right. Would have had quite the impact.
That'd be like Tom T. Hall's I Love. Yeah. Imagine there's no grapefruit and onions. That would suck. Yeah. He's no Tom T. Hall. That John Lennon's no Tom T. Hall with his lyrics.
Apparently John said Imagine should have been credited as a Lennon Ono song. If it had been anyone other than my wife, I would have given them credit. And so the National Music Publishers Association said, all right, well, then she gets credit.
Yeah, well, if you write it down, she gets the money anyway. Who cares, you know?
There may be a legal technicality on royalties and whatnot. Who knows? I do not know.
Well, you know, he's...
Yeah, but she's the whole, you know, you're right. It might be something to do with her two sons she still has, but I don't know if I think she gets everything, you know.
But he counted actually. Her as a muse.
Yeah, she sat inside the piano while he sang, right. That's pretty much what happened, I'm sure.
And there's a
there's an alternative version of that song. You get it.
It's like you get like
that's a remix.
Like the Pink Floyd album, you start on the third lion's roar. You start them simultaneously and right. Just roll.
Enjoy your grapefruit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then he said, "You know what, Yoko? I like the song, but you stop singing. And I think it'll be
let
a hit.
Let me just sing it.
It'll be a hit. Honey, I love you. It'll be a hit.
Let's record you separately.
Yeah. What's
We'll lay it down in post.
Yeah. That'd be an alternate mix. Why don't you go to the grocery store and he prints the album real quick?
Oh, I don't know what happened, honey.
You were on the first, the final cut.
They cut you out, honey. I
damn producer.
That.
Don't blame the producer. Don't do that.
We always do.
Out of Maine, a 21-year-old woman, Rachel Borch, was jogging on a trail when she was attacked by a raccoon that ran at her baring its teeth. The 21-year-old Rachel told the Portland Press Herald that she tried to get around the raccoon but could not. She knew that she was probably going to get bit by the raccoon, so she stuck her hands out, figuring that it would be better than taking a bite anywhere else. The raccoon did indeed then chop down on her thumb.
Oh, rabies shots.
She told the Portland Press that she was screaming and crying and trying to hold it down. There was a few inches of really muddy water on the ground. It was a swampy area of the trail. So she said she took all of her strength and pushed the raccoon into the water. With the raccoon still biting down on her thumb, she kept the raccoon's head underwater.
Oh my God.
Held it there for as long as she could. Eventually, the rabid raccoon stopped clawing at her, releasing its paws, and it stopped biting down on her hand.
Now, we all watch movies where guys get drowned like that by a murderer or somebody like that. Yeah. Was a raccoon's paws back, reaching back, reaching back.
Thrashing.
She was afraid of letting go of the rabid raccoon while it was underwater for fear that it would start attacking her again.
The raccoon had a Guardians of the Galaxy shirt on. wrestling.
When she was finally free, she ran home, asked mom to call 911, told dad to go get the raccoon to keep another animal from walking away from it.
She's the
they
man.
They tested the raccoon. It did come back positive for rabies. She got shots and antibiotics.
We were on the deck last night having a beer with my dad.
You said deck.
10 o'clock. Okay. I did say deck. Yeah, okay. And the kids were out there. It's about 10 o'clock, and somebody saw a bat, and the kids ran in the house. I said, why? We own that bat, man.
Yeah.
We're fine. Come on down, bitch.
That's right.
Come on down, man. Bitch. Why are you running?
Bite some of this.
You can bite this. Now, my old man, my dad would have been in trouble, but whatever. We were fine.
Yeah, you can outrun him.
Taking my dad for rabies shots today.
Yeah. He's out in the yard being attacked, and you're running in the house.
See, that woman's tough, man. I don't know if I could drown a raccoon like that.
No, I couldn't.
Last night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.